Today, we will read Mark chapter 7, verses 1 through 23. Before we begin, let's pray. Lord God, I pray that you would speak to our hearts today. Lord, open our minds to understand what you are saying and to see how it applies to our lives. How does what you are saying fit into our circumstances? What would you have us do? How should we live? Lord, guide us, direct us. Lord, we pray all of this in your name. Amen. Mark chapter 7, verses 1 through 23. The Pharisees and some of the teachers of the law who had come from Jerusalem gathered around Jesus and saw some of his disciples eating food with hands that were defiled, that is, unwashed. The Pharisees and all the Jews do not eat unless they give their hands a ceremonial washing, holding to the tradition of the elders. When they came from the marketplace, they do not eat unless they wash. And they observe many other traditions, such as the washing of cups, pitchers, and kettles. So, the Pharisees and the teachers of the law asked Jesus, "Why don't your disciples live according to the tradition of the elders, instead of eating their food with defiled hands?" He replied, "Isaiah was right when he prophesied about you, hypocrites. As it is written, 'These people honor me with their lips, but their hearts are far from me. They worship me in vain. Their teachings are merely human rules.' You have let go of the commands of God and are holding on to human traditions." And he continued, "You have a fine way of setting aside the commands of God in order to observe your own traditions. For Moses said, 'Honor your father and mother,' and anyone who curses their father or mother is to be put to death. But you say that if anyone declares that what might have been used to help their father or mother is korban, that is, devoted to God, then you no longer let them do anything for their father or mother. Thus, you nullify the word of God by your tradition that you have handed down. And you do many things like that." Again, Jesus called the crowd to him and said, "Listen to me, everyone, and understand this. Nothing outside a person can defile them by going into them. Rather, it is what comes out of a person that defiles them." After he had left the crowd and entered the house, his disciples asked him about this parable. "Are you so dull?" he asked. "Don't you see that nothing that enters a person from the outside can defile them? For it doesn't go into their heart, but into their stomach, and then out of the body." In saying this, Jesus declared all foods clean. He went on, "What comes out of a person is what defiles them. For it is what is from within, out of a person's heart, that evil thoughts come: sexual immorality, theft, murder, adultery, greed, malice, deceit, lewdness, envy, slander, arrogance, and folly. All these evils come from inside and defile a person." Okay. In today's reading, Jesus spends time talking about what is it that defiles us. Now, what does that word mean, defiled? Well, it means unclean. What is it that makes us unclean before God? Do we get unclean by touching certain things? No, not according to Jesus. Do we get unclean by eating with hands that we have not washed the correct way? No. And that is where his disciples got into trouble, that they did not wash the exact way or the time when the Pharisees, the religious leaders, said that they were supposed to. The Pharisees had all of these traditions, all of these custom and rituals that they said, oh, you must do these things if you want to be right with God. But that is not the truth. What they were teaching was not true. And Jesus came partly to teach people the truth. And so Jesus challenged them. He said, what you are teaching isn't true. You are putting aside what God really says for your own traditions. You are ignoring God's rules, God's laws, so that you can obey your rules and your laws. And so Jesus gives an example. He gives an example of how they are hypocrites. That apparently at that time, some people would come and even be encouraged to give a large gift to the church, to give a large gift to the synagogue where the religious leaders were teaching and preaching and working. And so they would be encouraged and manipulated and motivated to give. The problem was, some people may not be able to. And so Jesus was saying, these people are giving because they think they have to, but by giving, they are not taking care of their parents. That instead of using that money to buy clothes and food and things to help their parents, they are saying, oh, I have to give this money to God. And so what Jesus is saying is, by making them give all of this, you are encouraging them to break God's law, which was to honor your mother and your father. And so by not giving their mother and father what they needed to live when they were old, they were dishonoring them. They were breaking God's law. And Jesus says that is more important than giving a special large gift for recognition at the church. And Jesus said that there were many other things that the Pharisees and religious leaders were doing. And so he says, listen, it's not the things from the outside that defile a person, but rather what is inside. And his disciples ask about it, and he explains, the food that I put into my mouth, or the things on the outside of my body, that is not what defiles me. What defiles me is what is on the inside. If my heart is dirty, if my heart runs after things that are against God, if my heart is in love with things other than God, that is what makes me unclean in a spiritual way. When I choose to use my heart and my mind, and it motivates me to do something that is wrong, that is when I become unclean before God. And I need Jesus to cleanse me and clean me and forgive me of the sin. But the sin started in my heart. The sin started when my mind wanted to do something that was against God. It started when my heart turn to other places than God to find contentment and satisfaction and joy. And so Jesus lists things that start in our heart: sexual immorality, stealing, killing, adultery, being greedy, hatred or malice, deceit, lying, lewdness, impure speaking, envy, when you are jealous of someone else, slander, saying things about other people that wouldn't be true, arrogance, being proud, and folly, foolishness. These things come from inside. And in many ways, we can't change that. And that is what Jesus is trying to show and spending so much time on earth. Part of what he was showing them and what we learn from him is that we cannot do this on our own. I cannot change my outside things to become clean if my heart is wicked and away from God. It's not necessarily just the outside, but it's the inside. You see, God looks at our heart. God looks at our motives. Why do I do what I do? Does that mean that I can do whatever I want? No. There are still some things that God says are wrong, that you must not do this. But other things, I don't need to worry about being about what's on the outside, but instead, what is my heart? Is my heart right with God? Now, once again, there is only one way for that to happen. I cannot give myself a new and clean heart. Only God can do that. And God does promise that if I follow Jesus, if I believe him and trust in him, if I choose him and believe that Jesus died for my sins, he will clean my heart. It also talks about God giving us a heart that is soft instead of a heart of stone, a heart that is open and sensitive and listening to God instead of a cold, hard heart like a rock that does not obey God. God can give that to you. If that is what you want, a clean and new heart, it's easy. Just talk to God. Tell him that you know that you have sinned, that you are sorry, and then repent, turn away from your sin, stop doing it, and start following God. But say that you can't do it, and you need Jesus, and you know that Jesus died for our sins. He died both to pay the punishment for our sins, but also his death is what cleanses us. His death is what cleans our sin, so that we can go before God, pure and holy, with the perfection of Jesus. If you have never done that, I pray that you would do that today. If you have, I pray that you would examine your heart. Is there anything that might be something that is keeping you away from God, from living like you should? God wants us to live our entire lives focused and centered on him. And I pray that is what you do. Lord, I pray that you would help us. Help us to see the areas of our heart that need to be changed, things that need to be cleansed, put out, taken away, and replaced with you. Lord, I pray that you would fill us and with your Spirit, that you would give us a new heart, a heart that is like you. We pray all of this in Jesus' name. Amen.